This is Lacey from Healing Hearts Home Health News Center. Here's the latest news from Basin Radio Network.
With Basin Radio Network News, I'm Roxanne Stewart. That smoky smell in the air this morning is the remnant of a front moving through the area, bringing with it smoke from the Richard Spring Fire in southeastern Montana. The Richard Spring Fire has grown to more than 149,000 acres. It's currently at only about 15% containment. The Wyoming Air Quality Division has issued an air quality alert again today for the area through early afternoon. The Board of Trustees for the University of Wyoming has approved a plan for the fall semester that will include a masking requirement through at least September 20th. Classes will be held at full capacity. The face mask policy will be reevaluated at the board's next meeting on September 15th. UW will not require vaccination. Students will, however, be required to get tested for the virus when entering the university, and weekly 3% sampling testing of students and employees will be conducted. With Basin Radio Network News, I'm Roxanne Stewart. With Basin Radio Network News, I'm Roxanne Stewart. The Wyoming Air Quality Division has issued an air quality alert again today for the area through early afternoon. Bird strike to a transformer is thought to be the cause of the fire of more than 300 acres at the Crook County border. Campbell County Fire Department and the Forest Service responded on Tuesday to the fire, which was burning on private property in national grasslands. Crook County firefighters were already on scene. At present, the blaze is about 90% contained, and crews will remain on scene today working to close it out. A home in eastern Campbell County is a total loss, and two family pets were lost after a fire on Tuesday at 152 Brunson Road, just south of TNT Guns and Ammo. The family was not at home at the time, and a vehicle parked near the home and about a half an acre around the home were also burned. The cause of the blaze is under investigation. With Basin Radio Network News, I'm Roxanne Stewart.